This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Chris Ivanish.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Chris Ivanish is a Fulbright scholar from Romania. He's here in Macomb through February, teaching comparative broadcasting at Western Illinois University. And we wanted to bring you in because yesterday marked the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. And Jasmine, I don't know about you, but here in America, I certainly remember seeing that on CNN and just the nonstop coverage as that happened. And we wanted to get an idea from you, since you grew up in Romania, the Eastern Bloc. How did the information get out to you?
Thank you, Rich. Unlike you here, we didn't have CNN. We just had the official Romanian television, state-run Romanian TV, broadcasting 2 hours every evening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., in part in color, in part black and white, exclusively communist propaganda about the great leader and the great accomplishments. Mm-hmm. It was a society where we lived in fear, in darkness, physical darkness. The streets were hardly lit at night. We didn't have food. We had a horrible, horrible life. And under those dire circumstances, I remember it was the night of November the 9th, 1989. I was a high school student. I was 17 years old. And I was coming home from the dentist. It was already dark, and I had a flashlight. Everyone used to have a flashlight coming home from work or everything because you couldn't see almost anything. So I came home, and very popular, I remember now, with great nostalgia, we had kind of, let me put it this way, neighborhood satellite dishes. They were illegal, of course. They were very expensive, so just one family couldn't afford them. So an entire neighborhood just, you know, bought them on the black market, mm-hmm. and someone had the receiver at home and decided what everybody would see. And on that particular night of November the 9th, 1989, that neighbor decided we should see RTL Veronique. And that was a Dutch fashion channel broadcasting fashion night and day, exclusively fashion. That was it. And okay, I just switched the thing on. And unlike, you know, the other times when we watched RTL Veronique, there was no fashion. There were people on the Berlin Wall. And I thought there was a movie. I thought there was some kind of fiction, probably connected to fashion in some bizarre way.
Right.
I didn't understand the connection. And it took me a while to realize that that was actually a rebroadcast from some news channel.
I was wondering, do you know, was that a CNN feed that the fashion channel took, or where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't remember. To be honest. I don't think it was CNN. I don't remember what it was. It was probably some West German TV broadcasting from West Berlin. And that gave me the certainty that the game was finally over. We had been waiting for that for decades. And the fall of the Berlin Wall in November 1989 made me have high hopes, and they were correct, that the Romanian regime would soon collapse. And it happened in December 1989.
And how did your life change once that regime collapsed? And even in media terms, how did the media change?
Well, the media was finally free to say what they, what the journalists wanted to say, felt the need to say, and couldn't say. And I remember a absolutely epic scene on Romanian TV. Finally, they would entitle themselves Free Romanian TV, unlike before. And one of the news journalists, the news anchor, who would for two decades, almost three decades, tell us every evening about the regime and the dictator and all that nonsense. He came in front of the cameras apologizing, saying he was sorry for the things that he had to tell us every evening. And then someone from the studio came with a toilet paper and put it in front of him live and said, after all that you've said, just pick a piece of it and wipe your mouth. And that was shocking. And that remained a kind of legendary event in Romanian media. Even today, people, speak about this. And students are told in classes about that particular event of how the media changed from overnight, actually.
When Romania was in the Eastern Bloc behind the steel curtain, so to speak, did you rely more on shortwave radio or radio-free
Europe
rather than television to get information?
Yes, because Radio Free Europe was a family member of almost all Romanians. Radio Free Europe was a radio station broadcasting on shortwave from Munich. It was established by the Americans at the end of the 1940s. And the very particular thing about Radio Free Europe was that it would hire emigres from Eastern Europe as journalists. So they would broadcast in Romanian or in Polish or in Czech, in Bulgarian, in Hungarian. And it was not just an American announcing stuff on the radio. It was a Romanian or a Bulgarian or a Pole. And they were actually covering or filling the empty space of an internal opposition. We didn't have an opposition. Radio Free Europe was the opposition. And those voices were family members. We loved them. We found we knew what was going on in Romania from them. Not from the official state-run TV or radio, which were only pure propaganda, nothing more. So yes, that's how I began to love radio. That's how I began to record my own voice, imitating those voices, writing what they were saying, and then reading it myself, recording myself. It was something absolutely formidable.
You know, I mentioned seeing the video on CNN, seeing the live broadcast. We have to remember 1989, we did not have a wide variety of around-the-clock news channels in the United States. You had some radio stations were all news, but if I recall correctly, CNN was pretty much the game in terms of television with an all-news national channel.
Yeah, and, you know, in 1989, I was only 7 years old, so I wasn't watching news at that point. But I've seen the video because they always bring that back at this time of the year when they're talking about the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. And what you're talking about just brings to mind how important a free media is, because if you don't have a free media, then you're being told exactly what your administration, whatever, you know, whatever your government wants you to believe. And it's so important to be free and to have that democracy.
Your government or whoever, and that's a battle we continue to fight, even the United States. Mm-hmm. If you look at the number of spin doctors out there compared to the number of working journalists, it's a constant fight to get the truth out there and not just have information spun in whatever way to make someone to put someone in a favorable light. With that, we are out of time for today. Chris, thanks for joining
Thank
us
you
and
very much,
sharing
Rich.
Those stories.
Thank you.
And our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.